Most years, the U.S. economy absorbs the impact of winter storms without much trouble. But here we are in March, and from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic to parts of the South, once again, people are digging out from another snowstorm. This year, there have been so many storms and long stretches of freezing temperatures, the weather is costing us more than usual. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
What's happening now?
The evening is getting off to a slow start at Il Cortile. It's a restaurant in Manhattan. It's cold outside, heading down to 15 degrees. The doorman's wearing a furry hat. Manager Sal Sambatero says when the weather's better, they can pack people in here, including some you've probably heard of.
It's a family-owned Italian restaurant in Little Italy. A great clientele that's been coming here. I have all their pictures here, too. Just last week, Bruce Willis was here. Billy Joel.
You know how an Italian restaurant's supposed to work, right? A bottle of wine, sitting with someone you love.
Get a table near the street, in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face.
But what happens when, outside that table near the window, it's freezing cold and there's a foot of snow clogging the streets?
Business is off about 50% because of the weather.
How much?
About 50%.
50%.
50% loss of business. People don't want to go out. You know, they don't want to go out in the ice and the snow and the storms, or predicted storms also. Supermarkets might get busy. New Yorkers, anyway, they panic. They run and they buy milk, bread, and eggs like they'll never be able to get it again.
And they're not at his restaurant. Sambatero says that's been tough as rents keep going up around here, even though business has been softer since the recession. It's not just the weather, but all you have to do to see the impact of all this is look out the window.
And see one, two, three, four of the businesses for rent. All that went out of business this year. Because obviously, they can't afford to.
Yeah, it's like right across the street, there's a giant red for rent sign.
Right, Positano for rent.
If somebody needs a new car or a bigger house for their family, bad weather might keep them home for a while, but they'll eventually go out and buy it anyway. But with restaurants,
if you stay away for a week or two, that doesn't mean when the snowstorm's over with that you'll start eating hamburgers at double the pace.
That's Chris Christopher. He's an economist with IHS Global Insight. He says that restaurants, airlines, hotels, lots of businesses are losing sales this winter. But he says the good news is that with much of the economy, it's more like the car example. People buy things they want or need, and they'll still go out and buy them when it stops snowing.
Most things, they do recover quite a bit.
Still, a big problem for economists right now is that a bunch of economic data has been soft. Job gains, figures on overall national economic growth, and maybe we're blaming too much of that on the weather. Chris Mayer is an economist at Columbia University. He follows housing.
There's no statistical way to figure out, to disentangle two things. So we've seen existing home sales fall over the last 6 months.
But how much of that is one, the bad weather, or two, a bunch of other factors, like rising interest rates that make it more expensive to buy a house, or Mayer thinks it's still too hard to get a mortgage.
The tight credit and the challenges that people have getting into the housing market could be, biting harder. And there's just no way of knowing.
So, for the moment, trying to figure out the direction of the economy is like sailing through the fog, and we just don't really know what course we're on until we get past all this bad weather. In the meantime, some economists say that the weather's cost the economy billions of dollars. It's hard to say exactly how much. And one major insurance company says that businesses have filed six times as many claims for weather-related losses as we would see in a normal year. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.
We'll be right back.